Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's my pleasure again today to have one of our missionaries in the studio with me, and I like it because normally I'm in here by myself and it's a padded room and it's kind of lonely, but I have one of our missionaries who's finishing up their deputation in his family, and Brother Trent Granger, take a moment and tell our listeners who you are and what God's doing in your life as a family.
Yes, sir. Well, we are the Granger family, missionaries heading back to Mexico. And we're wrapping up deputation, Lord willing, in a few months, we'll be there.
Okay. Now, you're a married man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Married with three kids.
And three children. Where'd you meet your wife?
I actually met her while I was on deputation years ago, because we were missionaries before. We had to come off the field, and now we're going back. But I met her originally on deputation.
And you got three children. So how long have you all been married then?
We've been married. It'll be 11 years in April.
Well, 11 years. I want you listeners to hear that because he's a young man. That is, young is relative. It depends on who you compare yourself to. So compared to me, he's a very young man. And you all are looking forward to getting to Mexico before long. But in order to get there, I've asked Brother Granger to come and share his testimony, but also to tell us about deputation. They're finishing up, still have a little way to go. So, Brother Granger, have you found deputation to be a terrible, terrible time? You just have to travel and you're out begging money. Is that the way it works?
Not quite. But I would say it definitely has its ups and downs for sure, but just like anything else. But I really enjoy deputation. I mean, deputation means to deputize, and that's what we're doing. We're partnering with churches to be their representation, if you will, on the mission field.
Sure.
And deputation has been a lot of fun. Travel many miles. Like I say to many churches when we go, I don't care too much from the point A to point B, that in between, but I love the point A and I love the point B.
Yeah, and it is, in my opinion, it's a great ministry. It's not wasted time. I would say that you all have probably seen some people saved as y'all have done this.
We have, yes. Yeah, I remember one in particular preaching at my wife's church from where she grew up. And there was a young man after the service, he came up to me and he said, I need to be saved.
Amen. And not only that, but others come up and surrender. God uses missionaries to call new folk into missions many times.
We have, yeah. We've seen several folks surrender to the mission field. Even a young man in Ohio, he's 10 or 11. He said, I want to be a missionary and I want to come and serve with you when I get older.
Well, that's part of the joy of it. It does have its down. I mean, it's a lot of travel.
Yes.
And you're not sleeping in your own bed. And you got kids and the kids get tired in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But for your children, as well as you all, to see other Christian people in good churches who want to serve the Lord.
We look at it as a ministry, really, and that's really what it is. We want to be an encouragement to those churches that we go to. And so when we go, we know God's already got our support raised, so we're not worried about that. We just want to go and be a blessing to those churches, and then when God partners us with those churches, we know that's His will.
That's a good attitude to have, and I totally agree that God uses us in that ministry to be an encouragement to them. And of course, they are to us because it is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
The missionary going on deputation is not going to that church just to ask them to give them money so they can go.
Right.
They're partnering together so that that church will reap the benefits of what you see when you get there. And of course, even now. And then you benefit from their prayers and their friendship and their letters and their emails and all that goes with that. Looking forward to the rest of this week. I invite you to be back tomorrow as we continue this conversation with Brother Trent Granger.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.